Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, you were really looking at me for that one.
I was noticing that Kate raises her eyebrows when she says number one.
I was doing that for you, pal.
Oh, were you? It was good.
Just a quick disclaimer, I want to reiterate that this is an independent art project / fair use covered thing, and we are not associated with any governmental body, non-governmental organization, or corporation, and we are speaking as individuals.
Not even our parents are affiliated.
I mean, we did have both our moms on the show
at one
point.
Yeah, but that was just because they got lucky.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to a couple shows yesterday. Today's Saturday. Went to a couple shows yesterday. There was the opening of...
Wait, real quick. Can we thank you to our donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous?
Thank you, Jim Prosser and Anonymous.
We've been very remiss.
We love the two of you. Da, da, da.
Or more. Anonymous could cover...
Anonymous, are you like 14 people?
Could be. All right, Maysoon, sounds like you saw a show this week, so let's get right into that.
I went to a couple shows. I went to the grand opening of the 49 South Van Ness Video Art Wall.
Oh, yes. Who was the artist for that?
That is a project that Craig Corpora runs over there at the Arts Commission in the Public Art Program.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Craig.
Craig's been working on this project for
ages.
Years. It's gone through so many phases.
This is the first one.
This is
because I think the open call was out like 20,000 years ago. This wasn't the first one.
Someone said 3 years.
David
Bayes is in this group. I believe word on the street is that there were some technical issues because the whole video wall, it's all technology. No one can
figure
it out.
There's so much technology.
People are trying to figure it out all the time. No one knows what's going on.
It's basically witchcraft.
It's total witchcraft. You know how technology is. You know how media arts are.
That's a fact.
So I believe there's 11 videos, and they range from like 1 minute to 3 minutes. What's funny is that when I got there was like some weird like PowerPoint presentation happening. I'm like, this is a really weird video piece. I thought it was an artist doing some weird ass piece because there was no text. There was nothing to like ground you in what the hell it was. And then Craig was there, the person who runs this program, and he was saying that, part of the deal for them using the video wall was that the building, which is this new city building, would be able to put a few of their own videos in there. So it's not dedicated to video art, which I think is kind of a bummer.
What's the city putting in?
Well, there's just some weird, like, there was one PowerPoint show of, I think, of like the construction of the building.
Oh.
So you saw like weird images, kind of, you know how the different like effects you can use in PowerPoint?
Like
the
fade.
The fading, or it's moving across the screen. Or
star wipes.
It's like going from gray to color, like all these crazy things. It was nicely done. There was just no context, so I had no... I literally thought it was a video piece, and I was so confused about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two videos. One is kind of like about the building that building from the ground up. So there's like an image of like the old Goodwill building because it's on the old Goodwill site.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it was just funny to me that I thought it was some really bad video art.
Yeah.
But there are incredible video works. I highly recommend people go check it out. It's right there on the corner of Van Ness and Mission. Kind of, it's not quite the corner of Mission, between Mission and Market, I guess,
okay,
on Van Ness. There's videos by Zaina Baraka.
What's that one? The horsies?
It's called Cyclone Khalifa. It's inspired by San Francisco's essence as a center of progressive culture and innovative technology. Well, that doesn't say much.
Did you see that one?
The animation. I don't remember. Don't be asking me questions about shit right now.
Okay.
There weren't horse heads in that one.
Okay.
They were like, God damn it. You're going to make me sound like a damn ball. Let me see if I can get some language here. So the animation depicts the toppling of colonial monarchs. So there was like a whole screen of like these like monarch figures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a cool piece.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful piece. They're short.
Were there other like standout ones?
David Bayes, of course.
Love David Bayes.
His work is so...
Even though he's from Michigan.
I'm from Chicago. Well, and you're from Ohio. So
Michigan is the enemy of Ohio, pal. Uh-huh. I'm not saying anything against the Midwest.
You don't have to carry that with you all the way to
California. We had a war. An Ohio-Michigan war. I will never forget.
Was that when you were alive?
No.
Was that between you and actually David Bayes?
No.
Okay. Well, it's just deep in your ancestry and you feel like it's...
My people weren't even there at the time.
So I think you can probably...
No, I'm never letting it go.
David Bayes.
It was a mostly
bloodless
one.
Kate still loves you, but she just maybe can never talk to you in person.
I've talked to him in person a million times. We
never talked to you again
at San Jose State.
David Bayes' video, of course, is awesome.
We shared an office.
I never met him before. So he was talking to Jackie, and I asked Craig, I'm like, hey, is that David Bayes? And he was like, yeah. And I went up to him. He was on his way out.
Oh, he's the sweetest.
I went up to him. I was like, hey, are you David? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm Mason. I'm a big fan. Hello. Nice to meet you. Congratulations. And then I walked away.
He will literally talk to you for your whole life.
Because he was leaving. But I just, his work is incredible. There was a piece by Lindsay Rothwell that I don't remember off the top of my head. Selena Trepp. Who's Miguel? Oh, yeah. Miguel Arzabe. His video was great.
What was it?
Susana Barone. It's called Trajectory San Francisco. And it shows he was blowing these massive bubbles. And so they're like with the landscape of San Francisco, like the skyline. He blew bubbles, like huge bubbles in different landscapes, different areas of San Francisco. And the video was that different times of day.
Really good.
It was beautiful. Let's see. Susana Barone, Workers at Night. What?
It's just funny thinking about all these because I applied for this and sure enough.
God, you would have been great.
Well, my pitch was all about cattle and the cattle industry.
And they're like, and what does that have to do with San Francisco?
It was about San Francisco's connections to the cattle industry. But I'm hearing from these that this might not have been exactly the venue for that.
I think that, yeah, they are specific to San Francisco, it looks like, though.
Well, but you got to understand, I was connecting San Francisco to cattle.
Well, they must have just not been able, they were not convinced by your proposal.
The cattle industry in San Francisco are thick as thieves.
Maybe you should do a Market Street poster series. Oh, you already did that. Forget it. You're over.
And there was cattle involved.
There was the Kota Ozawa video that we saw at Fort Mason was there. The one Alcatraz canoe journey.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, which I think was...
Double dipping.
I think that was initially made for this wall, for the video wall.
That makes more sense.
It does make sense. And I think I might have said... I can't remember. Anyhow, so that was there. And I felt better about it in this location, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Just as far as its presentation. Patrick Sean Gibson has a piece in the show, in this video series. I don't really remember this one. Maybe that's when I was talking to someone. I'm sorry, Patrick. I will go back and view it. Other artist, Jeremy Rourke.
Oh, really good. Yeah.
Really good. That's the guy he had a Recology. Mm-hmm. He usually plays music and video.
But he does like really interesting stop motion animations with like cut paper.
I need to go back and watch that. I think I missed a couple in like when I was in like talking to other...
Hunting down David Bass.
Aaron Cantor has a piece in here. And Craig was saying that on the panel or the building was worried. They were like, it just can't be too gay.
What the fuck?
Which is like, and it's really kind of like a kaleidoscope, actually.
Just like no gaping buttholes or like...
I don't know. Probably no penises.
Too gay.
It's just like, dude.
You got to be more specific.
They're like, this is a public building. I'm like, yeah, this is San Francisco.
It doesn't matter if it's gay. They just don't want explicit graphic sex.
I know. They should have said something else. Like we just can't.
Did they want straight sex? Straight penises?
They just shouldn't have said anything until they saw the video. You know what I mean? It's like the videos went through multiple phases. It's like just to make the assumption because an artist is gay or queer that it can't be whatever. It's sort of like stupid.
I mean, that's pretty damning.
I think so. Yeah. Whoever. I mean, I think that, yeah, absolutely. Anyhow, Craig and I had a good laugh at that because the video, there is a part where it does get more like, ooh, kind of good.
What? Are they shown butts?
No, there's no butts, but there's like definitely, it's kaleidoscopic. So there's moments where things are coming in and out that could like portray like
a butt or a genital.
You know, just because the shapes, the colors, those kinds
of
things.
I mean, if you're looking for it, you can find it
anywhere.
Yeah,
you can find it anywhere you want. It's all over David Bayes' work, too. Duh. No, just kidding.
Legit.
It probably is. Anyhow, that Aaron Cantor's work.
Oh, sure.
It's called Reverberations. Mm-hmm. It presents a spectrum of queer bodies in motion through playfully hypnotizing visuals. So there's the first part was like hands kind of in a kaleidoscopic kind of vibe. And that was just beautiful and fun and just that. And then there's a second part that was wet glitter, and that was just kind of like almost grotesque and bodily and like more like it's just like
ooze.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But that was also good. I like the two parts.
Yes.
Chitra Ganesh has a piece in there, and I think that's it. It was pretty entertaining.
All right. Everybody, okay, but it just run all day 24/7?
I think so.
Okay. Go that check sounds. It out, folks. Love free art experiences.
I will say my biggest critique of the experience is that, so this is like, you know, from Van Ness or from the street, you should be, it's like a big glass wall looking into a building where there's like a little lobby. So you could actually go inside and like sit there and hang out and have your lunch, watch the videos, whatever you need.
Ooh.
It's like a little it's like a little atrium kind of vibe. However, for some reason, the people and the architects, whoever, decided to put a huge fucking city seal, huge, massive, the biggest city seal you've ever seen, on the window. And then there's also stripes. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like gray tone.
Okay.
And it's a little bit transparent. Mm-hmm. But it really obstructs the view from the street of the videos.
Huh.
Really. Like, they didn't, I don't know why they made that decision. They should have at least had like a slit that was the size of the video so that you could see it more clearly when you're on the street. The point is to see it from the street. It's facing the fucking street.
What else is in the atrium? Is there like a person there at a desk?
So there's like a whole huge lobby area. Yeah. Like, do you know the Sanaz?
Mazanani,
sorry. Uh-huh. Has sculptures in that. There's like a little walkway between like the Equinox Gym and the building. There's an open alleyway.
Okay, yeah, kind
of. And she has these like really colorful kind of sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk through there to get into the building. And so you come in and there's just like tons of lobby space. It's massive. And there's like an entry desk and you walk by and then you go back towards the video area. And that's more just like a seating area.
I'm just wondering if it was getting too much sun for the people that have to be there.
We were told when we got there that the sun had finally like gone below the building across the street. So the videos were just being blasted. So you couldn't see anything.
Okay.
But the seal and the whatever decorative thing on the window wasn't a sunblock. Like, they would have been better off putting up actual shades that they pull down and up during the day.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. Was it, maybe it's like, it's almost like they didn't want birds flying into the window, so they put a bunch of shit on the window. You know what I mean? It was kind of more of that vibe.
Yeah.
A massive, the biggest city seal you could imagine. It didn't need to be there.
What is the San Francisco city seal? Is it somebody holding wheat?
I think there's probably, I bet you there's like gold miners on that. There was a time and place when I actually knew the answer to that question because I was
seeing it all the time.
No, I was working with an artist who was creating, well, Hannah Ireland and Allison Pabworth were creating a new city handshake.
Nice.
And so they created a whole cute visual booklet and they had to get the city seal on it and they had to get there's a whole approval in order to officially use the city seal. SF City. Anyhow, go check out the videos. Can you check them out? Can we go together and check them out?
Yeah, sure.
I'd love to get your take on it too. Oh yeah, we got a gold miner. We got some explorer guy. We got an eagle. We got a crest with boats in the water. Oro Ampaz Anguera Fiero.
I don't know what Fiero is, except the character from Wicked. The guy's got a sextant. Well, I think that they don't need to be putting this up around. Feels pretty antiquated.
Well, I don't know if they have the full... It might just be the circle with San Francisco on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have all the other bros in there, all the white bros.
They got a lot of bros in this thing. It's bro city. It's a sausage fest. Okay, well, that's fascinating.
If you could have a video on the video art wall, I think they are planning.
It would be cattle. It would be.
You're like, it would 100% be cattle.
It
would
be my cattle idea. No, I don't know what I would pitch nowadays. I mean, that open call feels like it was 20,000 years
ago. Well, I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a long ass time ago.
I think it might even be longer.
Big congratulations to Craig on getting that through. I know he had some hard times getting that done.
Let's just give a shout out to all the project managers out there.
Shout out to all the project managers. You're doing a great job. I know it feels like it's
endless, thankless.
Thankless work.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's constantly complaining about something.
You got so many moving parts.
So many moving parts.
You got to wear a hard hat.
You got assholes left and right. You got dudes trying to tell you what they know more than you all the time. It's a whole thing out there. I really feel for you.
Sure enough. Okay, well, Mason, you also got out there to Root Division.
I got out there to Root Division opening.
You spent a lot of time in kind of the Soma.
Well, because it was all walking distance.
Yeah.
And then I went to dance class.
Cute. Mason did violently strike me just now.
No, I was more of a granny slap. It's my signature.
Granny slap.
Jimbo just got back from a vacation with his friend, and this morning I gave him a granny slap on his arm, just as like a welcome back, and he started laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
Because I was doing like, it was like, it had a really good like slap sound too, on his arm. Don't get Don't get it twisted.
I'm calling
Kate.
CPS.
Don't get it twisted. I went to Root Division. They were just having an opening for a new exhibition, a solo exhibition.
Hey, real quick, can I just interject one thing?
Sure can.
The other day, somebody was buying a book out here at all, and they like dropped it or something, and they were like apologizing to me, and I was like,
"You better pay for it."
It was so obvious that, well, they were about to buy it, so I didn't. It was their book, basically, so I had nothing to do with me. But then they did that, and they were super apologetic, and I was like, "I'm calling the cops." And they were like not amused by that.
Oh no. Did they think you were actually calling the cops, or they just didn't like the joke?
I think maybe they didn't realize I was joking. I don't know.
Why would you? I mean, come
on. I think they were just really caught off guard that I was joking at all, because up to that moment I hadn't probably said a word. Except like, welcome in.
And they were like, the first word you say to me is you're calling the cops. Wow, you really chose lots of violence today.
I guess. I don't know. That wasn't the joke to make, I guess. Okay, anyhow, Root Division, get it going.
Root Division had an opening with an artist named Cien Dedit. The show is called Liberties Were Taken, and this is the first, I believe, West Coast solo exhibition by this Filipino-based artist.
They came over here from the Philippines just for this show?
They weren't here.
Oh, okay.
The show, I think, traveled from, it was already existed on the East Coast, uh-huh. And then parts of it went to, I believe, the San Jose Museum, and then part of that show came to the Root Division. So it's sort of like mixture of pieces. But the work is incredible. It's like textile. So they're sort of almost like, not really paintings, but textile works using traditional fabric from the Philippines. The embroidery in it, they're so heavily embroidered.
Oh, I got to see this too.
They're incredible. They're just like, I can't even, I unfortunately was kind of, didn't spend a ton of time there, but I would go back to see it because the work was really stunning. The artist is known globally for artworks rooted in activism and thorough study of history. They investigate notions of power and identity as represented and reproduced in monuments, museums, and maps. So there's a lot of like map reference in their work. They're unraveling layering of complex power structures, oppressive systems, and legacies of colonialism. So obviously directly in relation to what the Philippines has gone through and is currently going through or continues to go through. So let me see if I can find a picture for you to look at. You know what? My phone is like, you can't take any more pictures, you asshole. You're at capacity. How do I empty my phone?
Okay, so what I'm looking at here is a tapestry, but this is embroidered on. It's not woven into the cloth.
Correct.
Right? And it is a map of the globe, but it is upside down to how we normally look at it. Anyhow, it's a map of the globe with ships in the water. Again, we're looking at some really serious Latin today. We're really being confronted by Latin.
Is it Latin in there?
I think so. Novu liberalismus capitalismus. Neoliberal capitalism.
I knew.
And then orbis terrarum et hoc quod nos necessimus.
No idea other
than
terrarum.
Okay, Latin knowers, give us a call. 419-351-6606. And I got to say, that's on like an absolutely scarlet red background. It is very striking looking with kind of tassels around the edges. Okay, here we go. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, so then we have a fiber.
The embroidery is just off the hook. It's so good. I think it's actually maybe by hand and machine. Because clearly using a serge on
just
that, like the stitch itself.
Of the like irregularity of the shape of the overall thing and how it's kind of like wavy on the bottom. It doesn't look
like. It's not machine made. That's for sure true. But I think they might be using a sewing machine.
Like a chain stitch machine or something. It's like that machine they use when you go to like get your hat embroidered shop at the mall. Anyhow, there's like an Ouroboros on here. There's like a big tree that's like stretching up with almost the top of it looks like hands almost stretching up, and then there's like spider webs and a lot of like, there's like the black power fist and a skull with a candle. I gotta send my students to this show.
It's pretty good.
All the students I'm teaching right now are really into like number one like liberatory politics.
The roots are saying imperialism, bureaucrat, capitalism, feudalism of this tree,
and then number two, witchcraft. This is what Gen Z is all about.
You think this is the witchcraft vibe?
Well, just the candle and the skull and then.
Where's the candle and the skull? Oh, there it is.
What's your score for this one? So Maysoon likes to give a score in the form of kind of a metaphorical poem words or an image.
I'm going to give this one a land free from colonialism.
Wow. That's a 10.
I think it's really, I actually want to go back and spend more time because I,
Yeah, there was like a lot of details in there that
it's a lot of details
need to spend time.
And
with.
I was kind of running through, but and there's a lot of work actually.
Well, get out there to Root Division.
They don't usually do solo shows like this, so no. I was kind of impressed. This is curated by PG Policarpio, Gubatina Policarpio, who is now the one I think the curator over there at Root Division.
Awesome.
Get over there and just request to see PJ's new hair color.
But no.
I mean, and also get a little walkthrough with him of the show.
Maysoon, I had an extremely high intensity anxiety ridden meeting this last
It wasn't
week.
A dream?
Actually, I did have
totally
a dream
wrong.
About a meeting last night. I had a dream about a board meeting.
Oh, God. Were you presenting at the board meeting about something that you knew would be controversial?
No, it was I was having a board meeting for Acre.
Oh.
Out in the residency program in Wisconsin.
Acre signed up for PACBE, didn't they?
They sure did.
They're awesome. I love them. Okay, so you had a dream that you were at Acre, but then you also had a meeting.
In reality.
And they weren't related?
I don't know. I saw that the Brooklyn Museum just had a protest by some artists that are in the exhibition there. I think it was like 20 or more artists that wanted to put keffiyehs up on their work.
Post-exhibition install.
Yeah. And the museum, I think, wasn't allowing it, so they went and had a protest there, and they had a list of demands, including that the museum adopt PACBE, the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. Sure. And did you know, Maysoon, that PACBE, I didn't really believe this when I heard it the first time, so I had to look it up, but PACBE is actually older than BDS.
Really?
Yeah.
Was PACBE started by Palestinians? Do we know this?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah, Palestinian, like, academics and stuff in Palestine. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I didn't remember that. I didn't realize it was older than BDS.
Isn't that wild?
I wonder when...
I mean,
I feel like BDS is so old,
Boycotts
though.
Were happening before BDS.
For
like,
sure.
Official BDS yeah. was, like, a thing. But yeah, it's like, I think PACBE started in, like, 2004 or something. And
BDS
was
that.
Right after. No, for real. Hang on.
You know, there was ages ago, I mean, 2004, okay, I moved here in 2001 or something. There was a bunch of people who kind of called on Rainbow to adopt BDS and to not have any products from Israel or from any companies in occupied territory or occupied lands of Palestine. And there was a huge protest in front. I remember getting into a big argument with a friend of mine who was like, again, was against BDS, and I obviously was for BDS. And ultimately, I don't think Rainbow did not adopt it because it was too controversial amongst their staff, and it became controversial amongst their staff and also their patrons, shoppers. Yeah. But that was a long time ago. That had to have been close to 20 years ago.
20 years ago is 2005.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is according to BDS movement.
I guess that would make sense then. If it was new, then it would have been like everyone was working on like, hey, let's all BDS.
Let's go. According to BDSmovement.net, in 2005, Palestinian civil society organizations called for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions, or BDS, as a form of nonviolent pressure on Israel. The BDS movement was launched by 170 Palestinian unions, refugee networks, women's organizations, professional associations, popular resistance committees, and other Palestinian civil society bodies. Inspired by the South African anti-apartheid movement, the Palestinian BDS call urges nonviolent pressure on Israel until it complies with international law by meeting three demands. Should I read the demands?
Yes.
Ending its occupation and colonization of all Arab lands and dismantling the wall, recognizing the fundamental rights of the Arab Palestinian citizens of Israel to full equality, and respecting, protecting, and promoting the rights of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes and properties as stipulated in UN Resolution 194.
Which my dad was never able to do, motherfuckers.
Get in there, BDS, PACBE, all that stuff is really good.
Does PACBE consider itself part of BDS?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. I say anything counts.
Anything and everything.
I mean, people are only capable of what they can do. Like, we can't ask everyone to, like, quit
go
their jobs.
And
you know what I mean? Like,
go join
take over Lockheed Martin.
Borders.
Like, there's, right, there's, like, people only, everyone has a different capacity to how they can participate in activism. And I feel like if you can do PACBE or BDS in some way, great. Fucking start there. Start somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I think it can be fairly low level and you can build as you become more confident and like build your activist community and feel more supported and have people to talk to and figure out how to, what actions might make sense for you, you know?
Speaking of all that, I'm hungry and I want to stop recording now.
You're going to end it just like that? Yeah. Poor Kate's only had a little bite of the corn muffin I brought her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's the thing. This corn muffin is just screaming out.
It's literally
to me.
Sitting behind her. Yeah. Part of the top has been pulled off and a little bit bite has been taken, but it's basically like taunting Kate from the back.
It is. It's
I
like
think
the
Kate
vegetables
can feel like the aura. There's like a connection between Kate's back and back of your head and the muffin. And you're like slowly, maybe that's why your head hurt. Maybe it was like dragging you to it. It was like, come
exactly.
to me, Kate.
I'm telling you.
I know you're hungry.
Do you remember the singing vegetables on Sesame Street?
I mean, no, but I love it. I love it. I don't care what happened.
There's so much shit going on that we didn't cover at all.
Like what?
Never talked about the inauguration.
Oh.
I
Do
don't
we have
want
to talk
to.
About that?
No, I don't want
Let's
to.
Let's not. Jesus Christ.
We never talked about that Sesame Street is under threat now.
It is not.
It is.
Why?
Because HBO, I think, is getting rid of it. Like,
what
it's
fucking
not gonna,
idiots?
It's
Are
not
going to
be
me?
On HBO anymore.
Has it been taken off of, like, public TV forever?
I'm not exactly sure how that all went down. See, this is why it's going down. It's because I haven't been supporting it. Once again, it all comes down on me.
I have VHS tapes at my mom's house in Chicago of Sesame Street.
Oh yeah, we recorded when Maria had her baby.
Because I loved it so much.
Remember when Maria had her baby? I was in, like, I think the exact right time to appreciate that.
I really loved Oscar and Wormy.
Of course.
They were
slimy.
So slimy. Oh my God. Look at me forgetting everything. Surprise, surprise.
No, it's okay. Surprise,
slimy.
Surprise. Okay. What else can we just say other topics we didn't talk about that we just want to mention that we do acknowledge have happened?
We didn't acknowledge, we didn't talk about the inauguration of San Francisco's new mayor.
Ugh. And he was like out with the sheriff just doing a little tour the
oh,
other
God.
Day. Like down like 6th Street or some shit.
Next week we'll talk about the Lunar New Year.
Of course.
And
Are
by the way,
stuff?
I'm a snake. This is my fucking year. We have
oh,
to
that's huge.
We
that's
have to talk
bring
about
us out of nightmares.
Yeah, we have to talk about what
Mason,
it means
you have
for
to
the
carry
sun.
Me out of the pit.
I'm gonna. You're gonna get on my back and we're gonna slither the fuck away into the sunset.
Yeah.
Or into sunrise.
Finally. Thank you.
I'll do some research. I'll look into what it means for the if it's your year and the zodiac.
I think it's good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be huge for you.
Okay, cool.
Amazing.
So that's coming up.
Okay, well, we're gonna say free Palestine and find all your snake friends and make the most of it from the bridge
to the other bridge
to the island in between. This has been
congratulations Pine Tree.